broadcasting from the office of the Land Trust Alliance in Washington, D.C. This is the inaugural podcast of Unity to Wisdom. Today, our guest is Jessica Schley, an intern with the Land Trust Alliance. So, please go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Jessica Schley. I am a student at University of California, Berkeley. And I came to work here at the Land Trust Alliance in January. It's now April. This is my last day, so I'm sad. I'm doing an internship here to learn about land conservation, and it's been very meaningful to me because I've gotten to meet people not only who are just really passionate about land conservation, but who've been able to do a heck of a lot in terms of legislation and community building and everything in between to be able to, preserve land, open space, family, cherished family lands and everything. So it's wonderful.
Great. So how did you get involved in land conservation?
Well, I grew up on a cattle ranch in Santa Barbara County that belongs to my grandmother. And I always sort of grew up wanting to be my grandma, which is sort of funny. But and what's unfortunate is that our ranch won't be able to stay in the family. It has to be sold. And so I've been trying to figure out a way to save it for a long, long time. And I didn't really know about conservation easements or land trusts or anything until I was already in college. And in one of my crazy plans to try to save the ranch, I wrote a letter to Michael Jackson because he owns a ranch in Santa Barbara County, too. And I thought, well, maybe he could save this one and buy it or, So I found out about conservation and I decided that I really wanted to give it a try and see what it was all about. And that's how I got this internship. I was just kind of interested in learning about what conservation can do.
So building off that then, how did you learn about the Land Trust Alliance and how much did you know about the Land Trust Alliance before you started your internship here?
I really didn't know very much. Out in the West, I think that conservation really is just a less well-known concept, and the Land Trust Alliance is a less well-known group. I remember hearing about the California Cattlemen's Association and the Rangeland Trust and those groups, but I didn't really know anything about them. And I remember meeting Catherine Scott in 2005 at a horse group, a sort of conference for youth. I don't know how to explain it, but she talked about the Equestrian Land Conservation Resource, and she also talked about the Land Trust Alliance and the Piedmont Environmental Council. And so when I decided I wanted to look more into land trusts and try to find an internship in D.C., I emailed her, and she gave me some good advice, and
Wonderful. That's
how I ended up coming out here.
So what have you been doing on your internship here?
Well, I've gotten to work for Sean Robertson and Russ Shea, doing public policy. Sean is an excellent boss. He's very detail-oriented and sort of just really gets a lot done, a hard worker. So he's given me lots of tasks. I've gotten to go with him to conferences and Hill meetings and, different hearings and whatnot, but also have gotten to, communicate with land trusts in the field and work with the Equestrian Land Conservation Resource on building a coalition of organizations who are asking Congress people to sign the legislation that the Alliance is pushing to have passed about estate taxes.
Any updates on how that legislation is doing?
Yeah, we have, I don't remember the exact number. We have over 100 co-sponsors
Excellent.
So far, which is really exciting. We started with zero when I came, and it's been building ever since, and that was just really exciting when the floodgates sort of opened up and people started responding to the letters we sent to the Hill, the Dear Colleagues, and the other letters, and that's just a really fascinating process that I really hadn't, I didn't know anything about before.
Great. So I also know that you've been doing some interesting interviews while you've been here.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's for school work.
Sure, yeah. I get to do, through this program, I'm interning here through my school. I get academic credit for this internship. And so part of the requirement for that is to do a research paper. And so my research has been on perpetuity and conservation easements and whether or not that's actually sort of possible. And I concluded that, yes, it is possible. perpetuity is a very big topic, but through that subject, I've gotten to interview people like Stephen Small, Howard Dean, Darby Bradley, of course Rand and Mary Pope and Russ, but also Christine Todd Whitman. I got to interview Fred Kelly Grant, who's a very big opponent, or people think is a very big opponent of conservation easements, and it was very interesting what I found out talking to people like him and like Leo Schwartz and Carolyn Carey, who he put me in touch with. They're not actually opposed to conservation easements. They say that they're something to be taken very cautiously and to plan very, very well and make sure you've crossed your T's and dotted your I's, but they can't say that they're completely opposed to them. Leo Schwartz is very opposed to them. He says, under no circumstances. But the other people who I thought were very against conservation easements really, it turns out, are just cautious about them. So that was the most interesting part about my research, I think. And then learning that Howard Dean really didn't get into politics until he tried to save a bike trail from development, and that was a cool thing.
Well, there you go. Everyone has some inroads to politics.
Yeah, right. Conservation can be one of them, I guess.
Excellent. So you were interested in conservation dating back to your saving your family's ranch. Is policy an avenue that you're interested in pursuing further? Or are there other aspects of conservation that...
There are other aspects of conservation I'd like to pursue. I think it would be, I think it's wonderful the work that nonprofits do and the work that the government can do with conservation, although some people are suspicious of anything that comes from the government, especially out west. But, and so I'm going to always carry that sort of caution with me. I think that the advice of Fred Kelly Grant and Leo Schwartz is very well taken. But also the enthusiasm that people like Howard Dean and Christy Todd Whitman have for the things that nonprofits and governments can do for us is really valuable as well. But I think one avenue I'd like to explore is doing real estate development that is conservation-minded, and that seems like a real hypocrisy, totally ironic, but...
Well, people still have to live someplace.
Development will continue as long as there's a demand, and there will always be a demand as long as people have children. And so if there can be a responsible way to do it, and I'm not sort of advocating smart growth because there are issues with that as well, although it's better than dumb growth, I suppose, I think that, you know, the idea of buying up like a 20-acre parcel that's near a nature preserve and putting a conservation easement on it so that I can put one house on it and find a buyer that is conservation-minded is something that could be, you know, explored.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So getting back to more of the basics, where is your favorite place to be?
Oh, my gosh. Home on the range, back at the ranch, there's this one oak tree that's way out in the cow pastures that is just my favorite place to go because in the springtime it's completely surrounded by owl's clover and Indian paintbrush and lilacs and poppies and the occasional chocolate lily, which is a very rare wildflower. And it's just this most wonderful place in the world, I think. I like to take my horse there and tie him up and, like, lay in the grass in the afternoon. It's perfect. Yeah.
And do you think you will be able to convince your family to protect the ranch?
hope springs eternal. There's always the possibility, especially having done this internship. It's been very empowering for me because I've gotten to meet people like Steve Small who have offered to do, you know, give some advice and help, and I've gotten to be familiar with a lot of the materials that you offer here, and also have been able to convince myself ideologically that conservation easements do work, and they aren't sort of a way of stripping landowners of their rights, which was the real issue to begin with, that my parents grapple with, and my grandmother as well. And so if I can go back and talk to them about it in a really frank and open way, that's also why I wrote my paper about perpetuity, maybe they can come to understand that it would be a way to let everybody have their cake and eat it too. You know, the people who don't want to be involved with the ranch can cash out and the rest of us can stay, and it might work. So we'll see. I really hope so.
Good. Good. Well, I hope so too. What gets you out of bed every day and committed?
Oh my gosh. I guess just thinking about the ranch, really. And also, the other thing that I've learned from being here is that if I can't accomplish that one goal that's been sort of the driving force of my life, I can put my energies towards helping other people save their land that they love. And I think that's really what probably gets me out of bed every day.
Great. So one last question. Rally is going to be on the West Coast this year.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get you to come up and visit us for Rally?
Hell yeah. You can count on it. I haven't bought my plane ticket yet, but I think everything else is pretty much confirmed.
Excellent. Great.
So I'm excited about that.
Well, do you have any questions for me before we close up?
I mean, I sort of want to ask you pretty much all the same questions.
Oh, good Lord.
You have been listening to Unity to Wisdom. Join us next time when Jessica interviews me.